This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk producers, what would they say? I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
First today from This Week in Agribusiness, it's fresh on my mind having been to the World Dairy Expo last week in Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, you can bet people were concerned about the future of the dairy industry, especially because of this long, dark tunnel of unprofitable milk production. And some of the economists we talked to said it will go on for a while, yet they don't look for much improvement in the margins until the second quarter of 2019. But what about NAFTA 2.0? What about that new agreement, the USMCA, and the promise that that would help producers, especially, to sell product into Canada? Well, immediately, don't look for a lot of relief from what we heard from some of the economists with whom we spoke last week at the Dairy Expo in Wisconsin. This is a holiday for federal workers. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, so don't expect to see weekly crop bulletins today. Generally on Monday afternoons, we get an update of crop conditions. That won't come out until tomorrow afternoon due to the federal holiday. Teenagers, those darn kids, how often do we talk about how bad they are and ponder our future about how bleak it can be? Well, you need to meet Haley Delaneva, the young lady from Fargo, North Dakota, Moorhead, Minnesota, from that region. This is the seventh year that Haley Delaneva has had what she calls Haley's Milk Run, to raise money to give milk to needy kids, to give them a carton of milk for school lunches and at snack times. She raises the money through volunteer motorcycle runs over the course of the summer. This summer, Haley Delaneva raised $34,000, and we understand a charity in that area is going to be matching the money, doubling the money, increasing the amount of milk that is available to needy kids. National Fire Prevention Week. Many of the fire departments in this country will be recognizing that and asking you to be more careful so they don't have to come to your house. Did you know this? Many people don't realize it, but 3/4 of the firefighters in the United States are volunteers. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.